Shalom and good morning, Boker Tov. This is Billy Brim. So glad, dear prayer partners, to be able to lift our voices together for strength and unity and united prayer. There are many kinds of prayer, and one of the prayers most effective is united prayer. We see it in the Bible where the building shook, where they were praying. So here we are united across the America, United States, across Canada, and even in other nations around the world. And so we have a great authority and a voice when we lift our voice together with great strength. So I want to thank you. I'm so glad. And I'm going to have you have some prayer assignments today from Billy Brim. And I trust that they've been ordered by the Lord. I will not be at Prayer Mountain at noon today. Brenda and the prayers will be there at an excellent home-cooked meal. So what does that mean? That means that we're going to be on a phone call at 12:15, a central time. So adjust it for your time zones, 15 minutes past the hour. So you can get online, billybrim.org, and be a part of the prayer noon out at Prayer Mountain, or you can phone in at 12:15. I'm not going to be out there. There's some factors, but won't go into them all because one of them, I'm standing for the water not to cross my road to my house. And in the name, I believe that shall be so. We were given codes for the farmer's gate way down the way where we'd have to go through two stock gates and cross fields. And it's been really rainy. And anyway, I'm not going to let that water cross that road. For one thing, I have some pretty extensive dental work that needs to be done in Springfield tomorrow. And I'm going to ask for your agreement in prayer. And I'm just going to pray right now. And I want you to add your faith to it. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we come to you united. And I am specifically asking for you to work through the doctor, the dentist, and all of the peoples surrounding him, aiding him, helping them, and then you to work in the dental work itself, and that it will go exact and smooth, and recovery will be really, really fast. And I thank you for that, and I know it's going to be. And there'll be no infections, no anythings, in Jesus' name. And if you're in agreement with that, say amen. Now, after you've prayed a prayer like that for someone, this is what Brother Hagin taught us. Then every time, once we had a famous singer come, country and western singer, come to Rhema, and we prayed for her about a condition in her body, and we all prayed united prayer, and before an assembly, and then Brother Hagin told us, now every time you think of her, say, I surround her with faith and love. I surround her with faith and love. You don't need to do that prayer again. That's a prayer of faith, and we all agreed in that. You just say, I surround Billy Brim with faith and love, or I surround her with faith and love. So Max, we surround you with faith and love. Are you there?
We surround you with faith and love. Praise the Lord.
Isn't that a good something to know? That's
yes.
Just good to know, isn't it? And when you think of someone, you know, people cross your mind. And sometimes I stop and pray for them. And then sometimes, well, I haven't been doing it lately, but I'm going to start doing it because it's come to mind now. I'm just going to say, I surround them with faith and love. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Max, are you going to go to the CUFI Summit? Did you decide whether you're going?
Yes. We are looking at flights. Quinn and I will be leaving here Sunday at 10:30 a.m. So I don't think we will miss you speaking because we have a guest speaker here coming from Branson, Missouri. Missouri. And that person, or Oklahoma, I should say. That person called Brenda Brim.
Oh, so she's coming there, huh?
So Brenda's going to be here Sunday the 29th.
That'll be a good one. Well,
Sunday morning. We'll post it.
This CUFI summit, which Max and I will both be attending, Quinn as well, I suppose, and My grandson is gonna be there with a high school group. They have a high school group. You have kids camp there. You can take your children. You have to register for the high school group, and you have to register for the summit. You can do that online, CUFI Summit 2025. It's at a beautiful place, Max. You are going to love the beauty of it. It's at the Gaylord Resort Center in National Harbor, Maryland. Of course, that's in the Washington, D.C. area. Just beautiful. It's Sunday, June 29 through July 1st. Now, meetings start 10 o'clock. I don't know if you can make it or not, because they start at 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Lynn Hammond goes first, then Cheryl Morrison, and then I believe I'll be in the afternoon. So I don't know if you'll make it or Max, but bless the Lord. I'm glad you're coming.
See. Yeah, I mean.
And yeah. If you can find, if you can't find. And then the regular session starts Sunday night and Monday. And, oh, my goodness, we have amazing, amazing speakers. Some of them that you see on Levin is going to be, Mark Levin will be one of the speakers. All kinds of, we've even invited the president, but we haven't received information that he's coming. But there are people there from government, United States, from Israel. It's just amazing. Sunday night and Monday, all day and all night, we have a banquet. Then Tuesday, we actually go to the Hill, and we visit in the offices of our senators and representatives. So it's a working vacation. And they do have a vacation package, 4 days, that you can add on to this. Like if you want to take your family and have guided tours of Washington, D.C., you can go online and find out about that. Now, here is the assignment. The assignment that we're going to do today, and I'm going to ask you to do every day until the summit and through the summit. Every day I'm going to ask you to do this. We did this for the election. We took our authority every day, and we got a fair election. Now, the demons, there's different kinds of prayer. Sometimes you need a prayer of intercession. Sometimes you need the prayer of faith. Sometimes you need prayer in the spirit. Sometimes you need united prayer. Sometimes you need authority of the believer. And if it has anything to do with devils, none of the other kinds of prayers have been doing any good. The Lord told Brother Hagin, do not pray and ask me to do anything about the devil. You do not see any place in the New Testament where I told you to ask me to do anything about the devil. He said, I've already done all I'm going to do about him. He said, I gave you authority. I told you, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. I told you, watch. The devil's like a roaring lion. Watch. Take authority over him. I gave you in the book of Ephesians. So, what I'm going to ask you to do is every day sit in your seat of authority. Put your hand toward the Washington, D.C. area and take authority over the demonic spirits that are trying to work there. I believe we can shut them down for a month here. And those demonic spirits move upon men, crazed men, to do such things like shoot those two beautiful employees of the Israeli embassy. And they were Christians, by the way, so we know, hallelujah, bless the Lord, they're with the Lord, but we're going to take our authority, and we're not going to let anything happen. We are going to take our authority. So the first thing I do when I take authority, and now this is going to help us because we're going to be praying. We're doing this for our administration, Washington, D.C., in all of its activities, and specifically for the demonic spirits work in the heavenlies, you know. So we're taking our authority. I believe we have corporate authority. Here you are from all over the United States. Each one of us may not have the authority to do this, but I believe together we do. So I'm going to daily ask you to daily lift your voice in prayer in the prayer of authority. And here's the way I do it. I start out by giving thanks to God for what he told us to give him thanks for. He told us to give him thanks. Colossians 1:12. giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. So I start off by saying, oh Lord, I'm so thankful, and he knows I am. I get up in the morning so thankful that I have been delivered, rescued out of the dominion and domain of darkness, and translated, transferred into your kingdom of the beloved Son, Lord. I thank you for this. Now we go to Ephesians 1:17. Everyone pray, get your Bible there, and pray this prayer together. And pray it out loud. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us this prayer group today the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. And oh, Father, what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty resurrection power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head over all things to the church, which is his body. That would be us, the fullness of him who filleth all in all. And we, the body you have quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. But, O Father, this is Ephesians 2:8. You who are rich in mercy and for your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. You raised us up together, and you made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. And right now, everyone on this prayer call is seated at the right hand of the Father in Jesus, and Jesus is seated in us wherever we are on earth, in Minneapolis, in California, in Texas, in the Netherlands, in Branson, in Minneapolis. Jesus is seated in you. Hallelujah. And so, based on the authority given us in Romans 5:17, if by one man's trespass death reigned through one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace and the free gift of righteousness reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And so we're here. We're here right now. Now I summon the kingdom of darkness. You see this body? You see this company of believers? We believe in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And we do now, based on the word, the holy written word, that God has given us authority in the scriptures we just read. Together we take authority over you in the name above every name. In the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of our Savior, our beloved Savior, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we do take our authority over you and say to you, Satan and all your underlings, cease and desist in your manifestations and operations over Washington, D.C. area, over our president and the administration, Senate, House, workers, aides, and over the CUFI summit, June 29 through July 1st, in the name above every name, we call you into the state of paralyzation. We will not allow you to come out against that summit. We will not allow you in Jesus' name to cause any bad evil in Jesus' name against the summit. We call you into state of paralyzation. It is written, whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. And we will not let you speak to the minds of men who are deranged in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now you do that every day. I'm going to do it every day. And we're going to have control over things. Washington, D.C. is going to know a month of no murders of people against Israel. Now I have something really important. It blessed me. I got an email from Kathleen, who is a longtime friend. Max, I'd rather ask you, do you have anything you'd like to say to the people before? Because after I share this next thing, we're going to go right into prayer. Max, did you have anything?
No, Ms. Lily, go right ahead.
Okay. All right. 12:15, Max, will be having our call.
Okay.
All right. But Brenda will be out there, so you know how to do it. They know how to do
it. Yeah, I'll just
okay.
call. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. I got a call from Kathleen, my longtime friend and partner. Not a call, no, an email. And she said that she was waked up one night, and that's not unusual for her. Sometimes she's waked up and gets up and does nighttime praying. But she thought of this statement that the Lord gave to us, 5:21 last week in the morning. This statement, you don't sleep. You are not to sleep, but to change. You have my heavenly lights to your path. Listen, I tell you a mystery. I do all when you pray, church. Now, last week's morning and afternoon, I know you who were at our 3BI class, the Bible, the story of the glory, were amazed at how this was all prophetic, all about upcoming events, all about God changing the church from glory to glory, and about other changes. It was just marvelous. Now, so she got up in the middle of the night, and then she thinks about this statement the Lord made to us. You don't sleep. You are not to sleep, but to change. You have my heavenly lights to your path. Listen, I tell you a mystery. I do all when you pray, church. She got up in the night, and the Lord reminded her of this scripture. It's not one he gave us, but he reminded her of this. 1 Corinthians 15:52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. That really quickened with me and my spirit. And I told this to Shelley, and she said it did her as well. I think that's what God's talking about. He's talking about 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. Now, if you don't agree, that's quite all right. You have your rights, of course. We can always look and get what comes in our spirit. And, of course, about these phone calls and these scriptures, they can reach out many, many ways in many, many directions. And I'm not surprised if some of us have to get up in the nighttime and pray. No, no, no. But I really think that whole thing, all last week, was about these upcoming things, even to the establishment of the upcoming kingdom on earth. Oh, Father. Dearest Father. Movratiano cobre. Lord, you know how I love to think on these things. May go the mananya and the real and the coming in our future. Abidanya, abidanya, kangala hotobe katakada, anjangya na koprakata fratya. Simanyo nikwe madobra, madobra maki. Father, kibala halakai. Kina no koro manani ne kuala barakatashka danche gene katashka. Hova bafratia. Lebunyan dua koro kodo jengdero go briv radio no koro kapango do go chekia na koro katicha. Ele perciò ascolto il mio cuore continua. E per le tue giondore che dalle capra che da fracca da co o c'è ne cuore va, cancara che da niente cuore che tece. E già tutto copra che te te che halaila, halaila, halaila. O te apra che fra la tenia. Sono io a ne cuore con bamba. I kale kohoro ko pregdia frangash ke don jirono. Libri dwa shanto pregata gahalaka. Kibedel nyon dele kapra. Gilinon do prima kotia. Shatoro ko pa. Kafrakate kohole kanga. Meno, 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 meno. Babru vranyo nuko rabacenyo nukwa. Ijene matuario nuko rakaiva na kondiandaya nukwa rakabitio. Palebro dwa janto makora kombinia na kala kayata na goi jangjongjong no toko palaila. Kafika tuko hola kaka. Ishato toko ho shangya toko ho shakya toko toko shakya. Koroko toroko tanya na kwa, anya na koroko tiche toko tapra. Bulit kafra ka doko ho le kambra ka le kongra ka danya na kotosh ka dangara ka daya na kara ka danya. Kili ko tara go bre, matonya, 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 matonya. Mato ho le kebra halakafa. O shetye matanga. Mancho na koho shakya. Gili dohra katana tonche na kodoshka tape. Ikada gohra kapaka frakato onche de ko ole kapya. Medo gohra kapala kaya na kahala kapapa. Mako loko bretya na kotupa. Mira kankabra katako dohishan. Makoroko dihishe parakatahasha. Me nyo ni kwa le karakotonyo ni kwa. Ele godara godabra kafri kata koho shenge le koto hishe tia le koto shka tapri. Kabino kwero yo tanyan toko palai anya le ko pra vra kata ko onje le koro katashka tabri kata kafra. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Me tua shun de le cabra cafe. Me tu hushan de le cabra cafanya ni qua. Ili bili cobrenya na coro co dabi la coro co bashi tata co o malakaya na kangara gadan chende de godoshka. Kimanoka, kimanoka, kimanoka. Be a anye ne ko oro ko diana na ka alai. Bi na kora magoga la ka pala ko ho shende le ka hala kayatan e me de kwara ka binyo no koro ko da la ka ba. Dinya no nambi da da go bra kafre ke de gongamba la koshke de vida a shanyolo a galakaya na alakanga alakaya naka. Gako le denye ne kahala kabrika de gahala kangara kadaha shakcha. Widanyo maka. Widanyo vera. Widanyo hema ashonta la kibra. Mako la kabra katenye ne kwa. Ebele shanda lo kora mani. Kala kangabrika tanya na ka. Kala kabrika tanya ne kwa kakati. Mekola kahala, mekola kaha, ijando lo kobrika frita la kai, anjono lo nobrika la kalalai. O saprika tenye, o saprika nye, makura manye, soko brashki na nye. Cretanio cracai, cretanio cracai, cala capito la complicata frania no co, e se ne mo qua calacchino no cora battiglio no cope, mille duro bancai, e ne cora canciana no nombri cale cacasca, mi tor papahai, mi tor papahai, mi cala capina no cobi la digno no co la biccia. Ishana makala doria makara balakaya na kohola kambida kokola pida kabra katara kakalati e morono non ye ne kohola kabra kashe na vera kotonye ne ko e toro kokishka e toro kotai pa fronde manuka kabra katala ashote le kaka e toro kupi e galo kupre fra daniel to kupi shatala kape motaya makinya na kohora bedu dubra tashka danjoro konye i labra badaha shon dele kokaya na kokola kabri katabra katai king dora mangaga halilo toraninya na kora malakafra katanji na kaka Isha to toho, shaka prakata li mangora manangri kadrishku to bra. Ili doho shwa, tada kohoro kapi. Migela kai, akola kangangi. Midigo chwa, shka tonje ne ko bra, bra ko tonje ne kola kompapi, ta koho de kampai. E je ne maratash kanje ne kora kode ile kambra kataya no koho rakitya. Mediu no non nombre ka fraka dalinio no koro kopeshe do jandia na kaya na kora manierno. Taka la dinio no koho vabi, taha la kaya na koro kopa. Ajondo a shefre batishko toncero, mangolo ho chando no boho shakya na kotoa. Che avrà cantigno da cohoca alla capite una cora capì e belle togliere passante pa coma nanga all'aila a lei pitotto fra cai pitotto fra chi manga la hasca ta c'erano nanie ilido giua necologhi abalatiando lo cohosciati Cavrando no cora maniato no cora patania ne cala caccaia na chiesa. Cale copra frata, mangioro non c'è, te la cura mannacca la cattania ne cora capelli copre che da cabraca d'aliano no cora codesco toccia de cotà. E le cahalai. E cala cahara cangara cadaha shankiana cadosca d'apre, che cadosca. Ikala kahala kamprak tara kataha shankhya tara katashka. Mikala kaya manna kara katashka tapra katakapchan tara katashka. Kivile dhura shantura kudoi shankhya tara kututta katuko uchengye. Ikala kapra kafra katottoho niene kora katale kongan kala kapra katite kaha shankhya. Ikala kora bitihili ku papa aanya ne kora kato uchengyano. Akala ka kyang do ko do shang kyak ta ke bela tu ka fra ka ka e me ne kwa to do ko ho shang kyak te madura ma lenye o pa ha tenye o pa pa ka ho shie di to pra i bela tu ho shang yo no kora ba diene Bade na kohoro ko pali para kadiano na kubri kadashka. Ika laha laila hala kaya na naga ache. Pita ka laha laila hakambra kada acho ramana ala kaka. Iko toko peria naka andoro godoshka tapra. Ko toka frania. Pitwashko tonje. Oh my Jesus. Che frullo coppe le cangre cadicio. Sciandolo scegliere. Masco non prende. Oh, for that guy. Oh, Father God, we're so thankful. Thankful, thankful, thankful. I thank you, Father. I thank you for life and breath and family and access to the throne, seated right at the throne. I just thank you for this. Lord, you could have been any way, I suppose, that you wanted to be. I don't know, maybe you just only could be good, but you are only good. Chesed endures forever. But that we have access to you personally and as a prayer group. And that you have brought us into this wonderful manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, tongues and interpretation, as it was designed to be. And you gave me that vision. I just am so blessed. And Father, I do pray for other gifts of the Holy Spirit to be manifest as you designed them. And I trust that you use our prayers to pray the same. I know, I know, I know, I know that you are Hallelujah. Mangolo Hubrata, you are using us to pray about future things. So evident last week, Lord. So such a blessing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready there, Brother Max?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. First statement. Oh, let me call the phone here. First statement. Glory belong to Jesus. Glory belong to Jesus. To me, church. To me, church. Recognize that the greater accountability belongs to me. I read it again. Glory belongs to Jesus. To me, church, recognize that the greater accountability belongs to me. That is the first statement. Then after that, Philippians 2:13-1-3. Philippians 2:13. 2 Corinthians 3:5-6. 2 Corinthians 3:5-6. All right. Next statement. Do you see my perfection. Do you see my perfection? Do you see my perfection? It is my own. It is my own performance. It is my own performance. of my words. Do you see my perfection? It is my own performance of my words with an S. My words is in your midst. M-I-D-S-T. Yeah, midst. Okay, I'll read it again, because the rest of this statement is underlined. Do you see my perfection? Excuse me. I probably should have gotten some water here. Do you see my perfection? It is my own performance of my words. Of my words is in your midst. Now the underlying part, same statement. Also, in my name, you will have knowledge. Also, in my name, you will have knowledge. So the statement is like this. Do you see my perfection? It is my own performance of my words is in your midst. Underline part. Also, in my name, you will have knowledge. And that is the statement. Then the Lord gave us James, the book of James, 3, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. James 3, 1 and 2. Exodus 31, 3, 1. Exodus 31, verses 3 and 4. Exodus 31, 3 and 4. Next statement. Little long. Okay. Let's read like this. I am convinced. Yeah. ED in the end. I am convinced and sure of this thing. I am convinced and sure of this thing, that you have begun a good work. This is like, sounds like a scripture to me. I am convinced and sure of this thing, that you have begun a good work in them, pray together with my prophet and friend. Pray together with my prophet and friend. Continue until you see my change. Continue until you see my change. Right up to the time. Right up to the time of my victory for you.
Mm.
Wow. I'll read it again. It's a long statement here. I am convinced and sure of this thing, that you have begun a good work. Begun a good work, and then pray together with my prophet and friend. Pray together with my prophet and friend. Continue until you see my change. Continue until you see my change. Right up to the time of my victory for you.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I believe you got this one, Miss Lily, so I'm going to keep moving here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we have four scriptures of Philippians coming up here. All right. Okay, yeah, the old Philippians. You know, I'm moving the envelope down because otherwise I'll be looking all the way to the bottom of the page. Okay, Philippians 1, 4 through 7. Philippians 1, 4 through 7. Philippians 2, 2. Philippians 2, 2. Philippians 1, 8 through 11. I'm just looking at the first Philippians he gave us. Now we're continuing on, 8 through 7. You just can't miss it. Yeah, Philippians 1, 8 through 11. Philippians 1, 25 through 28. Okay, praise the Lord. So the last one is Philippians 1, 25 through 28. Philippians 1, 4 through 7, Philippians 2, 2, Philippians 1, 8 through 11, Philippians 1, 25 through 28. Next statement. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3. Okay, underline. This whole statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read. My promises offer comfort, hope, and, assurance. My promises offer comfort and hope. I'm sorry. I start looking down. I'll move that up. My promises offer comfort, hope, and assurance in time of difficulty. In time of difficulty. I am emphasizing faith, faithfulness. I am emphasizing faithfulness and love to my people. I am emphasizing faithfulness and love to my people. Okay, I'll read it again. And it's all underlined. My promises offer comfort, hope, and assurance in time of difficulty. I am emphasizing faithfulness and love to my people. And that is the statement, and it's all underlined. Next scripture here is Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Deuteronomy 31, 8. Next statement. Start like this, read like this. Overcoming what you are facing today. Overcoming what you are facing today. Pray over them. Pray over them. Speak them out. Speak them out loud. Speak them out loud. Then you will begin to see me. Then you will begin to see me. Oh, there is more. Okay. The rest of it is underlined. So let me repeat this and then I'll stop where I stopped. From the beginning, overcoming what you are facing today, pray over them, speak them out loud. Speak them out loud. Then you will begin to see me. Same statement. Now we're going to start the underline part here. Just continue on. Just put a line underneath it. Move in your life. Move in your life for my glory. Move in your life for my glory and your good. And your good. My word is faithful and truth. So the underline part again, which is in the end of the statement, move in your life for my glory and your good. My word is faithful and truth. So the underlying part starts with the word move and with the truth. I'll read all of it again. I just wanted to read it all together again one more time so people can have it. Overcoming what you are facing today, pray over them, speak them out loud, then you will begin to see me. Underline part, move in your life for my glory and your good. My word is faithful and truth. All right. Wow. Praise the Lord. For scriptures coming here. Bless you. Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. Psalm 37, 23 and 24. Second Corinthians. We know this one, Second Corinthians 12. 9 and 10. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 9. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 9. Okay. Next statement. I'm going to read the scriptures again. Psalm 32, 8. Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10. Philippians 4, 6 through 9. Next statement. Claim my freedom over your life. Claim my freedom over your life. And the hope for the lost. And the hope for the lost. And many more are the blessings. And many more are the blessings and gifts. Yeah, gifts that God promises to provide for you all who believed in me. Unity. That's the statement. Who believed in me, unity. Literally, the last word is unity. Okay, I'll read it again. Claim my freedom. claim my freedom over your life and the hope for the lost. And the hope for the lost and many more are the blessings and gifts with an S that God promises to provide for you all who believed in me, unity. I believe you got that, Miss Willie?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next scripture here, Romans 8:28. Well, three Isaiahs coming up here. Isaiah 40:29. Isaiah 43:43-42. Isaiah 54:17. Yeah, that's 17. So Romans 8:28, Isaiah 40:29, Isaiah 43:2, Isaiah 54:17. Okay. Next statement. Let's see here. 2 or 3. It's underlined. So the statement I'm going to read is all underlined. And it reads like this. Meditate on my words today. Meditate on my words today. And throughout the week. Wow. Okay, I'll start from the beginning here. And it's all underlined. Meditate on my words today and throughout the week. This encouragement to impact you all. Just know that no matter what you face, there is always an opportunity to face on my promises. I'm sorry, to focus. I start going down before even I finish that word. To focus on my promises. There is always an opportunity to focus on my promises. Okay. I'll start from the beginning here. All underlined.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all underlined. Meditate on my words today and throughout the week. This encouragement to impact you all. Just know that no matter what you face, there is always an opportunity to focus on my promise.
Promise or promises?
Promises, sorry, if I say promise, promises.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for catching that. You know Max is looking down already, seeing what's next. Praise the Lord. I was just thinking of something last Sunday. I talked about focus and promises. I posted like a minute yesterday about that. Praise God. See, he is just hearing us.
mm-hmm.
All right, mm-hmm. Moving forward here. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. Oh, Mark 11:24. I love Mark 11:24. Romans 15:13. Romans 15:13. 2 Timothy 1:7. Mark 11:24. Romans 15:13. Next statement. Okay, next statement. This is also pretty long, but read like this. I have always been, and will be a part of your life. I have always been and will be a part of your life on this earth. Okay, the rest of it is underlined. So I have always been and will be a part of your life on this earth. The rest of it is underlined. Find your strength in me. Find your strength in me. I want you to find joy. I want you to find joy and peace. Find joy and peace every single day. Every single day. Don't give up, church. Don't give up, church. Trust in my power. Trust in my power of hope and my hope for you. And that's the statement. I'll read it again. The beginning of it is not underlined. I'll let you know when to underline. I have always been and will be a part of your life on this earth. Now the rest of it is underlined. Find your strength in me. Find your strength in me. I want you to find joy and peace. I want you to find joy and peace every single day. Don't give up, church. Don't give up, church. Trust in my power of hope and my hope for you. And that is the statement. Okay, next statement here. Oh yeah, almost done. Next statement. Oh, this one is underlined. Actually, the last statement, then the signature. It reads like this. Choose my secret place. Choose my secret place. Let me restore your soul. It's all underlined, if I didn't say that. So this last statement here is underlined. Choose my secret place. Let me restore your soul. Trust in me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Well, sure.
Glory to God. Okay. First statement. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
I just set the phone down. I don't know. Maybe somebody called you. But no, I just set the phone down.
Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. The statement is, I just wanted to make sure I didn't cut myself off or something. Glory belong to Jesus. To me, church. Recognize that the greater accountability belongs to me. Mm-hmm. Philippians 2:13. Okay, just a moment here. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. 2 Corinthians 3, 5, and 6. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything is coming from God, from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient to be ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Do you see my perfection? It is my own performance of my words is in your midst. Underline this part. Also in my name, you will have knowledge. James 3, 1 and 2. Not many of you should become teachers, my brethren, knowing that as such we will incur a greater judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. There is an accountability. Sometimes I think people forget that. We preach love so much that we don't preach accountability. But Jesus said that he has the greater accountability. But this here is speaking about accountability even as teachers. We'll have to answer for what we teach. So we want to, not many of you should, I'm going to read this in the Amplified. Sometimes with the Amplified, I leave out what's in brackets or, but not many of you should become teachers, my brethren, for you know that we teachers will be judged by a higher standard and with greater severity than other people. Thus, we assume the greater accountability. For we all often stumble and fall and offend in many things. And if anyone does not offend in speech, never says the wrong things, he is a fully developed character and a perfect man, able to control his whole body and to curb his entire nature. In other words, if you're able to tame your tongue, then you're a well-developed character and a mature person.
Watch
Hallelujah.
What you say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Watch what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And accountability. He's talking about accountability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exodus 31, 3 and 4. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in all kinds of craftsmanship to make artistic designs for work in gold and silver and in bronze. He's speaking of a man named Bezalel. That name means in the shadow of God. This man was so close to God, and God gave him, and it's talking about the building of the tabernacle and all the things. God gave him ability and intelligence and knowledge and craftsmanship. God can do that. That's what he's showing you here. He did it with Bezalel, and he'll do it thus.
Mm.
In my name, you will have knowledge. I am convinced and sure of this thing, that you have begun a good work in them. Now, folks, he's talking about God. This is Jesus talking about God. Jesus says, I am convinced and sure of this thing, that you, God the Father, have begun a good work in them, us.
Oh.
I am, and that's what the scripture is going to show you when you get down here to Philippians. I am convinced and sure of this thing, that you, capital Y-O-U, have begun a good work in them. Pray together with my prophet and friend. Continue until you see my change right up to the time of my victory for you. Folks, that means this prayer call is going to go on, I believe, right up until the time of the victory, complete victory in the rapture of the church. So he's encouraging us, continue with this prayer call.
Wow.
And I think,
you know,
go ahead, Ben.
Sorry to interrupt. I want to say something here. I have, a couple of weeks ago, I said to the people, you know, on my service, I said, if you want to bless me with red books and red pens, and you just wouldn't believe how many red books I got and how many red pens from almost all over the states, locally here, our congregations. I mean, I don't want to say names because I don't want to forget anybody, but it's just, I'm just so thankful. Now, before I open any book, a new, brand new book, notebook, I always plead the blood of Jesus over it. And you know, they all read. I plead the blood of Jesus over it, and I plead the blood of Jesus over the pen. But I have so many. Maybe this is a sign that I got this many books came in the mail and been gifted to me. I didn't expect
in other
this
words,
much.
In other words, it's going to last a long time, this prayer call.
It's going to last. I have so many books right now. I don't know how many years, but I'm overwhelmed. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank you all for that.
And here we go on our Philippians 1, 4 through 7. Oh, come on here. See, now here's going to tell you this. This is King James. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests for joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He who began a good work in you is God the Father. And he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now you can see that's what he said here to us. I am convinced and sure of this thing, that you, God the Father, have begun a good work in them, the body of Christ, and this prayer group that we're on right now.
Oh, I see. I see it now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. See what it is?
Yeah.
Even as it is meet for me to think this of you, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my grace. This is Paul writing the letter, of course, Holy Spirit speaking through him. I'm going to read it to you from the New American because it uses the word confident. Always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you, says Paul. In view of your partnership, participation in the gospel from the first day until now. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. For it is only right for me to feel this way about you, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of grace with me. When my husband passed away at a very young age, I was sitting with his body, and I was telling to the Lord, it was just me there, Lord, he's so young, you know, and he didn't get to you know, and he's so young. But anyway, the Lord gave me this scripture. He who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. It says, he said to me, I began a good work in Kent. It doesn't say until he leaves the earth. It says until the day of Jesus Christ, until the fullness of victory. That's how long he's working in Kent. And now he's working on him on the other side of heaven and perfecting him of the veil. So this is what the Lord just said to us. And now this is a wonderful scripture. He's begun a work in us, folks, and he's changing us. He began that work and he's changing us. He's the one changing us from glory to glory. Philippians 2:2. Fulfill you my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Philippians 1:8-11. God is my witness how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ.
Wow.
Having been filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Folks, this is going right along with what we had last week, looking toward the day of Jesus Christ, looking toward the day of the fulfillment of the change of the church and the victory. He's going to be working on us. He's in us. And Jesus is saying to us in this call that he's confident that the Lord began that work in us. And even in this prayer.
Oh, my goodness.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Philippians 1:25-28. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. Of course, he's telling us here to stand firm in one spirit. And I love this part. Chip and I were talking, and Candace on the phone, about this the other day. In no way alarmed by your adversaries. King James says, in nothing terrified by your adversaries. In other words, don't allow the devil to terrify you, which is to them an evident token or sign of prediction, of perdition or destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. See, the devil cannot read your mind. He cannot. But he watches you at all time for signs. He watches you for a sign of whether you're in faith or whether you're in doubt or unbelief. So when he tries to terrify you or scare you, or something tries to terrify you or scare you, if you're just not afraid and you don't show any sign of alarm or terrifying or frightened, being frightened, it's a sign to him. And that sign to me is like a, it's a sign to him of his destruction. So to me, it's like a neon sign that says, you're doomed, you're doomed, you're doomed, flashing. But for me, she's saved, she's saved, she's saved. Just by not being frightened.
Yeah.
Here it is in the King. Here it is in the Amplified. And do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated by anything, by your opponent, in anything, by your opponents and adversaries. For such will be a clear sign to them of their impending destruction, but a sure token and evidence of your deliverance and salvation, and that from God.
This is what the Spirit of the Lord put in my heart. After you read this statement, I am convinced all of it, and you read the
yes.
four Philippians that we had. The Lord wanted everybody on this prayer call to be bold, and the Lord wanted us to speak out of what is happening on Wednesday Moed, that the Lord is speaking to us. Don't be
yes.
terrified. Do not be terrified of telling people, loved one. I know Quinn. And myself, she actually speak about it more than me, to a close family member. And you know, there's so many people not convinced of this. But listen to what
yes.
the Lord has given us today. Listen to what he's telling us today. We are to
yes.
launch this, and we are to speak out, and we are to be bold, and we are to be open about it, not to be terrified. Don't let the devil swipe you or take you off the track.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Right. He'll do it. He'll try, you know, but we don't let him. And we're not afraid.
Yeah. We're not afraid.
We flash the sign to them. I'm not terrified.
Yeah.
There are people that are terrified to go to Israel, for instance. They're terrified.
Yeah. I heard that.
They wouldn't dare go. I go out and about, you know, and I'm telling people wherever I go they'll always ask him, where have you been? What are you doing? Oh, aren't you afraid, they'll say. I say, no, I'm not afraid. The safest place on earth is the center of God's will. And I pray and get leading of the Lord when to go. But I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
Yeah,
I got
I'm
delivered from fear many years ago, and it's a great deliverance from freedom. Now he gives us an underlying passage statement. My promises offer comfort, hope, and assurance in time of difficulty. I am emphasizing faithfulness and love to my people. Isaiah 26:3-4. And of course, this is that wonderful scripture about him keeping us in peace.
Mm.
That will keep him in perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusts in thee. Trust you in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So I'm going to give you those words, his names. Trust you in Yahovah forever. For in Yahovah, Yahovah is everlasting strength. And this is actually everlasting rock. And this is where we get that song, The Rock of Ages. The last verse in the Amplified says, so trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. So he tells you, and he uses the word, and I've told you this before, when you use the word together, it's the ultimate, shalom, shalom, ultimate peace. And here he uses his name, Jehovah, Jehovah, the ultimate to the nth degree of God. That's how we're to trust him. And that's how faithful he is. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. And now the statement, Overcome what you are facing today. Pray over them. Speak them out loud. Then you will begin to see me move in your life for my glory. And beginning with the word move, it's underlined. You will see me move in your life for my glory and your good. My word is faithful and truth. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalm 37:23-24. The steps of a man, and this word man is gever, it means a champion man. The steps of a man are established by Jehovah, and he delights in his way. When he falls, he shall not be cast headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand.
Wow.
Not just any man's steps are ordered by the Lord. King James says ordered by the Lord. But the man who is a gever, that would be a man who trusts. Man who's brave and bold and trusts in the Lord. The Lord delights in that man's way, in his path. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, then, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ, or the Anointed One, may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weakness, with insults and distresses and persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. It means, it literally means, his grace is sufficient. Paul was talking about handling something with the devil. So God's grace is sufficient for us. Because the devil is not afraid of you, and you can't handle him in your own power. But God's power is made perfect in you. So you say, I don't have the power to overcome you, devil, but boy, I sure can, because this greater one lives in me. Hallelujah. And he was talking about the devil there in that passage. So that's what, you can't overcome the devil. He's not, you couldn't ever overcome the devil in your own being. It's a weakness. But his grace is sufficient for you. You can handle that devil, for his power is made perfect in your weakness. You stand right up there in the face of the devil and you say, God's grace is sufficient for me. Get out of my path in the name of Jesus. Philippians 4:6-9. Here we go to Philippians again. A wonderful book, they all are. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Oh, I use this all the time. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, of good report, If there's any excellence, if there's any praise, think on these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Claim my freedom over your life and the hope for the last. And many more are the blessings and gifts that God promises to provide for you all who believed in me. Unity.
Unity, yeah.
He's talking about last things here, Lord, as it is. Still just like he did before, last week. And so, claim my freedom over your life and the hope for the last things here. And you're free. You're free from the devil. He's just given us a passage about the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Norval Hayes, once the Lord, he got into his car, and once the Lord Jesus came and sat with him in that car. And he said to him, the most important words for my children to say, to speak, after they've been born again and filled with the Spirit are these. I'm free.
Wow.
I'm free. So that's what he means here. Claim your freedom. You could go about all of your day and say, I'm free. I'm free.
I'm free.
The devil tries to give you a problem, just say, I'm free. I'm free. That's what he's talking about here. Claim my freedom. How do you do it? With your mouth. Claim my freedom over your life and the hope for the last. And many more are the blessings and gifts that God promises to provide for you all who believe in me. Unity. He's talking about the last here, and he's got blessings and gifts, just like this gift right here that we're enjoying. He's got many more to provide for us in these hours. And he calls us to unity and love. That's how we know the best. In Romans 8:28, oh, how I've learned to appreciate this scripture because he appreciates it so. It's the one he gives us more than any other one.
Right, right.
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
Isaiah 40:29. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Now that is the New American. The ESV reverses it. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. That's the way the King James does it too. Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. And then that wonderful Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness or vindication is from me, declares the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, Brother Max. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, dear prayer partner, whoever you are, wherever you are. This is your heritage. Some of you might be in a lawsuit. Claim this scripture right here. Underline.
I know there is some, Miss Billy. I talked to somebody last week.
Is that right? Well, I
oh yes, that's the Spirit of the Lord. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there's your scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And your vindication is from the Lord. It says vindication in ESV, New American, and the Amplified. Your vindication is from the Lord.
Wow.
Hallelujah. God gave you that scripture, and he gave it to all of us at the same time.
Amen, yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah. And all the people we're praying for. Don't forget, we're praying for people all over the world. Hallelujah. Underlined. Meditate on my words today and throughout the week. This encouragement to a packed impact you all. Just know that no matter what you face, there is always an opportunity to focus on my promises. Focus. You don't focus on the problem. You focus on the promise. 2 Timothy 1:7. Oh, the problem's there, all right, but you don't focus on it. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That right there is the prayer of faith. That's the prayer of faith, where you've got the total authority. If it's a promise in God's book, and you and your family and where your authority is, you can pray, believe you receive it, and you will have it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Romans 15:13. And I've noticed he gives this a lot. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then this statement, I have always been and will be a part of your life on this earth. Underlined. Find your strength in me. I want you to find joy and peace every single day. See, that's what Romans 5:13 says. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing.
Yes.
Now here in
yes.
this state, it's very, he just repeats that.
Yeah.
I want you to find joy and peace every single day. Don't give up, church. Trust in my power of hope and my hope for you. Now let's read the scripture again.
Okay.
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. It's commentary on Romans 15:13. I have always been and will be a part of your life on this earth. Think of it, Max. He was a part of your life when you didn't even believe in him.
Isn't that the truth?
He saw you as a little boy running down to those coffee shops or streets or places where we walked.
Yeah.
He was there.
Oh, he was there when I was on Jordan River serving in the
yes.
military.
Sure.
Yeah, and you were on the other side of the river, and I have no idea that I'm going to meet Dr.
No.
Billy Brown.
No,
I mean, you
and
just
I was over
you
there
just
taking my tours along the Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, in 1986,
I sure
1985.
was. I was.
Yeah.
I have always been and will be a part of your life on this earth. Underline now. Find your strength in me. I want you to find joy and peace every single day. Don't give up, church. Trust in my power of hope. And my hope for you. And now underlined. Choose my secret place. Let me restore your soul. All that's underlined. Then trust in me. And folks, you remember how he said to us not long ago that we can, he recommended us to sit before him in silence.
Mm-hmm.
It's in that place that he restores your soul. And he restores your soul when you read the word, and he restores your soul when you pray in the spirit. He also restores your soul when you just sit quietly before him and trust in him.
Well, you have a place in your home. You sit down in that chair and you pray.
I do.
I'm here right now. Yeah, yeah.
I'm here. I'm in my prayer chair. And up on my wall over my bed, it's in my bedroom, is Akiana's portrait of Jesus. And then all my wall, according to the side of the lake, is glass. And out there, I have bird feeders. And I see right now downy woodpeckers, and the birds are feeding the little ones right now. They'll get some food. I tell you, folks, there's a quiet place for you. Maybe you live right in the middle of the city. Maybe you're hearing sirens and everything going by your apartment. But there's a corner in there where you can just be with him. Just be with him. And all that other will grow strangely dim. Here's a song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim. In the light of his glory and grace. I just turned my eyes up here on that picture, that painting of Akiana's. But you don't have to have a painting. And it can be, the things of earth can grow strangely dim. Those sirens can just kind of fade away. But have that time before him that you let him restore your soul. Praise the Lord. I look forward to our call at 12:15.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, folks, I am not done with meditating last week. Last week, oh my goodness. So, praise the Lord. How wonderful that he speaks and gives us food for meditation. Anything else you wanted to say before we say shalom, shalom?
Well, he told us in the end here, he said, meditate on my words today and throughout the week. He never told us that before. He said meditate, but not like throughout the week. Okay. I believe the Lord wanted us not to set them on the shelf.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. We'll meditate
That's
on him
exactly
tonight.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be here tonight.
That's exactly
Praise
right.
God.
Yeah, you'll be there at your church tonight at 6:30. Isn't that correct?
6:30, Yeshua Love Heals, yes. On Facebook, on YouTube. Wow. We're here. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And, of course, my son and his wife, Candace and Chip, they have their service at 6:30. So we got folks down there in Collinsville. Maybe the rains have stopped enough. We've had really, really amazingly great rains. And so last week they didn't have church on Sunday, Max, because all the power was out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. I saw a storm on the radar, but we have rain here. We have rain all week, too. It just stopped and came back yesterday for a little bit. But I
Yeah,
did
and
not know
I got
Chip last time.
they even came by and told me that my road might be closed, but thank God I've spoken to it and it cannot come
Amen.
over that line. In Jesus' name. So praise the Lord, and at 12:15 Central Time, and adjusted, of course, for where you are, we will be back online. Brenda and company, it's going to be Prayer Mountain's open. People are out there. Don't grow by the Trigger Creek way. Go around the other way to get out to Prayer Mountain. At the Trigger Creek thing, it's flooded. So praise the Lord, and I'm sure they'll have some good food out there in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, they're so good. They cook it fresh. It's some of the best eating in town. It's in good fellowship, too. So, and then I'll look on the line, and I'll be seeing who's there. And then you'll be seeing Max and me. Okay, love you, and we'll see you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.